Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
6:13, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Wednesday afternoon. A nice one at that. Austin, you've outdone yourself with this weather today.
Yeah. I just did what I could.
Really good stuff. Okay, let's go ahead and take care of some business, get down to it. Here's three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
All right, UWF has received a $100,000 Air Force research grant to support artificial intelligence development. The project will involve designing and testing computer simulations aimed at teaching robots, drones, or software systems to manage tasks, share information, and adjust to changing conditions.
Number two.
And the National Hurricane Center reports a tropical wave off Africa, saying that it has a 70% chance of developing as it moves west, likely becoming Tropical Storm Gabrielle by the weekend. That would be the seventh named storm of 2025. The Gulf of America currently showing no tropical activity.
Number three.
Governor DeSantis plans to open a third immigration detention facility in Panama City following the recent opening of the deportation depot at Baker Correctional Institution near Jacksonville. Details and the expected timeline for the new facility have not been provided.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, Escambia County deputies investigating a stabbing. Happened overnight on Olive Road. Investigators say a man was stabbed at a home near Malibu Drive around 1 a.m. Officials say the suspect is described as a tall white man, but the victim reportedly isn't cooperating with investigators.
Former Pensacola City Councilwoman Ann Hill wants to become Pensacola's next mayor. She submitted her pre-file paperwork on Tuesday. And he'll share the information with Andrew McKay today on the Pensacola Morning News.
Well, I think the most important role of a mayor is to listen to the people and make decisions based on their input. And I feel like I've been around the people for a long time, and I'm very qualified to follow through on that. And I've been helping change Pensacola in different roles, and I think it's time to take over the mayor's position.
Okay, Mayor Reeves, by the way, has not yet filed to run for re-election in 2026. 6:15, News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Yeah, let's see what we got here. It's been a pretty hectic day on the roads, but most of our issues have seemingly subsided. May have a little bit of backups on Mobile Highway traveling northbound. This is going to be as you approach the intersection with Blue Angel Parkway. Outside of that, though, there's not much holding you up at this time. Thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so. As for your weather, sitting at around 84 degrees, going to be a low of 73 this evening. Sunny, mostly clear over the course of the next several days, heading into your next work week. But because of these beautiful weather conditions, we are going to see the heat kind of come back into play. Come Sunday, your high going to be sitting at around 92.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, very interesting things for the Florida. Florida Surgeon General has made a sweeping announcement about the childhood vaccine schedule here in the state. If you don't mind, 3318, they just updated this for us. Jessica Rosenthal has more.
Florida Surgeon General Joseph Ladapo said he and Governor DeSantis' administration will work to end every single childhood vaccine mandate in the state.
Your body is a gift from God. What you put into your body is because of your relationship with your body and your God. I don't have that right.
Governor DeSantis said this is part of getting government out of people's lives. While state health officials will examine which vaccines they could unilaterally take off a mandatory schedule, others would require legislative approval. Right now, Florida daycare and school facilities require DTaP, measles, mumps, rubella, hep B, chickenpox, polio, and others. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And there's an update on the boy that was bit by a shark off Key Largo. Medical teams were able to save his leg. The 8-year-old was bit while snorkeling at Horseshoe Reef. He was rushed to shore and airlifted to a Miami hospital. Officials said yesterday that doctors were able to work quickly and his leg will not have to be amputated. Officials say they are hopeful that he will make a full recovery.
A lot of smiles over in the Florida Big Bend territory. Franklin County residents welcoming a new state law that prohibits oil drilling or production within 10 miles of the Apalachicola River Basin. Supporters cite concerns about repeating the environmental damage caused by the 2010 BP oil spill. And I got to tell you, we won an award for that here at News Radio 92.3, covering that BP oil spill back in 2010.
And 8 insurance companies are being fined for how they handled claims following Hurricanes Ian and Idalia. The Florida Office of Insurance Regulation announced yesterday the companies were fined more than $2 million combined for misconduct. The fines range from $150,000 to $400,000. The three companies fined the most were American Coastal, American Mobile, and Clear Blue.
President Trump's failed assassin Ryan Ruth is putting forth a list of bizarre demands. Some of these are crazy. Dana Marie McNichol has a story from Miami.
He made a series of unusual requests in what he called an evidence motion. He suggested that he'd be willing to trade access to evidence if the court forced President Trump to testify, and suggested he even fight the president, writing, quote, "Bring that idiot on. I think a beatdown session would be more fun and entertaining for everyone. Give me shackles and cuffs and let the old fat man give it his worst," end quote. Now, those filings don't stop there. Ruth asked for access to female strippers and even joked about playing Trump in a round of golf with a deadly stake, writing, quote, "A round of golf with that racist pig. He wins. He can execute me. I win. I get this job."
And former House Speaker Paul Renner announced his campaign for the Republican governor's nomination this morning. Renner said he wants to defend the victories of the DeSantis era, but the governor told reporters he wants no part of a Renner campaign. Renner would compete with Southwest Florida Congressman Byron Donalds, who has Trump's endorsement and more than $20 million in his campaign account. Former Republican David Jolly is the only prominent Democrat in the governor's race.
Okay, Governor DeSantis is touting his SAFE program to combat fentanyl. Ashley Webster has the details.
SAFE stands for State Assistance for Fentanyl Eradication, and it gives Florida law enforcement more resources to combat drug trafficking, and it is working, says the governor. According to DeSantis, the program has enabled law enforcement to seize hundreds of pounds of fentanyl and has contributed to a notable decrease in opioid-related deaths in the state of Florida. Through nearly 200 SAFE investigations, 485 pounds of fentanyl have been seized, along with more than 63,000 fentanyl pills. DeSantis says that's enough fentanyl to kill one-third of the population of the United States.
All righty, just about 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you right here on this Wednesday evening edition of News Radio 92.3.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up.
But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. Woo! And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Tired of your roof playing peekaboo with the rain? Call Quality Roofing. They fix leaks faster than your neighbor borrows your lawnmower.
Thanks, neighbor.
Whether it's storm damage or shingles gone wild, their expert team handles it all, no duct tape required. With top quality materials and service so good, even your mother-in-law will approve, especially their lifetime workman warranty. Don't wait for your ceiling to start drip-dropping. Call Quality Roofing Solutions. Quality Roofing Solutions, because your house deserves a hat that actually fits.
Only in the forest can you see this. And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
I didn't know it could do that!
Because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the county emergency operations centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games?
Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app.
Tap that app
to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3. So I'm holding out for
something more. Let me hold you. Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
National stories this hour.
Okay, 6:23, News Radio 92.3. Before I dig into these stories, I want to congratulate John Langley and also Becky Decasari from Gulf Breeze. Is that, am I close?
That's how I'm pronouncing it.
Okay, John and Becky, congratulations. It was double tap the app day today on News Radio 92.3. We gave away two pairs of tickets to the FSU East Texas A&M game Saturday, 11 a.m. over at Doak Campbell. So congratulations. We'll do it all again tomorrow. All you have to do, go to our app, News Radio Pensacola. The registration page will pop up, fill it out, submit it, and Austin picks the winner at 5:15 in the afternoon. So just pretty darn easy. Bipartisan group of House lawmakers introducing an ethics bill to ban stock trading in Congress. Christian Goodwin is following the story for us.
Texas Representative Chip Roy says the Restore Trust in Congress Act would restrict members of Congress from trading stocks.
That retains the ability of members of Congress to have their funds in broadly held mutual funds. It allows members of Congress to be able to work through under the rules to do that, but they should not be trading equities and they should not be enriching themselves on the very issues that they're voting on.
The Republican announcing the bipartisan measure alongside Democrats, including New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
We can make our country better. We can make this institution better.
Roy noting the act combines multiple bills from lawmakers, adding President Trump and House Speaker Mike Johnson have said they support banning members of Congress from trading stocks. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Well, stocks indeed mixed today, despite tech stocks climbing a bit. Hillary Barsky in with the numbers.
The major averages finishing mixed with the Nasdaq jumping, boosted by tech stocks after Google was spared the worst in its landmark antitrust case. Among the S&P 500 sectors, tech was the best performer, while energy and industrials lagged. Shares of Google parent Alphabet jumped 9%, notching a record close following a judge's ruling that Google will not be required to divest Chrome or its Android operating system, but must share search data with competitors. The Dow winners, Apple, Salesforce, and IBM. The Dow declined, American Express, Goldman Sachs, and Boeing. The Dow down 25 points, the Nasdaq up 218, S&P 500 up 33. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Okay, 625, News Radio 92.3. Austin Price, looking at that weather and traffic together today.
Absolutely. Let's see what we got here. Luckily, nothing going on the roads. We did have some backups on Mobile Highway at the intersection with Blue Angel Parkway, but those issues have seemingly cleared out as well. So if you're dealing with any backups, they should not hold you up for long. Please continue to stay safe out there. Looking at your weather here, sitting at around 84 degrees, going to be a low of 73 tonight, and it's going to be sunny, mostly clear over the course of the next several days. Heading into your next work week, we're going to see the highs creep up as a result, with Sundays sitting at around 92.
Outstanding weather forecast this afternoon. Not so good for the folks down in central to south Florida. The weeks-long wet weather pattern in the state continues as it moves across the lower portion of the peninsula. Well, Fox Weather's Brandi Campbell, she's really been fighting these elements today, standing out in the weather. It's raining down in Miami. Here's Brandi.
The stormy pattern in Florida has been relentless for the past couple of weeks, and it's not done with the Sunshine State as it slides further south and east across Florida. Miami-Dade County Emergency Management, as well as the city of Fort Lauderdale, already posting warnings online to make sure residents are aware. Those areas could get 3 to 5 inches of rain through the end of the week. We're also under a level 1 out of 4 flood risk in place through Saturday. As long as we don't see flooding, this could be beneficial. Parts of Southeast Florida under an extreme drought. Stick with us on Fox Weather for the latest updates. I'm Brandi Campbell with Fox Weather.
And victims of late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein say they're putting together their own client list. Speaking on Capitol Hill, survivor Lisa Phillips says that they know the names of those who were regulars in Epstein's world. She added that they aren't sure how or even if they would release the list publicly and called on the Department of Justice to release the names of those involved.
Illinois officials continue to reject President Trump's planned deployment of federal troops in the Windy City. Mike Tobin reporting from the streets of Chicago.
While the politicians are going back and forth, the Illinois governor is accusing the president of tearing the country apart. But meantime, the president, you've heard him, insists that he's now obligated to send troops into Chicago. It's a matter of when, not if. The president, again, a short time ago, encouraged the Illinois governor, J.B. Pritzker, to call him and ask for federal help. Governor Pritzker and the Democrats who run Chicago grew even more defiant Tuesday evening.
For Trump, it's about testing his power and producing a political drama to cover up for his corruption.
From business owners to the man on the street, most of the people we speak with welcome anything that will make neighborhoods safe.
And President Trump believes people in Chicago support his idea of using National Guard troops to address crime. Today, he told reporters at the White House that Illinois and California are being run by incompetent people. He defended his use of the Guard in Los Angeles, again claiming that the city would not be hosting the Olympics in 2028 if he hadn't sent in the troops this summer.
628 News Radio 92.3. You know, Angola is known for their prison rodeo. They do these prisoner rodeos, and but they're also known as, it is probably the worst facility in America to have to stay in it if you're a prisoner. They call it a notorious maximum security prison. It's in Louisiana, and it is soon to open the doors for illegal migrants, doubling up as an ICE detention facility. Brooke Taylor in Angola.
We are right outside the notorious Angola prison here in Louisiana. A section of this prison is going to be turned into an ICE detention facility, and it's going to be called Louisiana Lockup. Now, Fox is the first to report that 51 illegal migrants have already been moved here. Louisiana Lockup is going to hold up to 416 beds. The Department of Homeland Security says they've partnered with the state of Louisiana. They are using this unused section of the prison to detain and deport some of the worst of the worst illegal migrants. Now, Angola is the largest maximum security prison in the country. It was once named the bloodiest prison in the South for its harsh conditions.
And President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky will reportedly speak tomorrow. That's according to Fox News. It comes after Trump posted on Truth Social, "May President Xi and the wonderful people of China have a great and lasting day of celebration. And please give my warmest regards to Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un as you conspire against the United States of America."
All right. Approximately 780,000 pressure washers sold at Home Depot are being recalled due to reports of incidents involving explosions. The Ryobi electric pressure washer has the potential to overheat and explode. So if you got that, it's R-Y-O-B-I. Roby washer. Take care of that.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. The Trump administration is announcing its latest migrant detention center. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says the worst of the worst will be held at Camp 57 in Angola, Louisiana.
This facility will hold the most dangerous of criminals that have been out there harming individuals in this country.
This action comes as a federal judge ordered Florida's Alligator Alcatraz to close. After promising Tuesday to send the National Guard to Chicago, President Trump said today he's considering similar action to crack down on crime in New Orleans. Trump says he wishes the governors of those states would call him and ask for help. But Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says the president is being purely political.
He's looking for circumstances in which the governor is willing to call out the National Guard so that he can look like he's getting something done.
Pritzker claims crime is down in Chicago. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Own your moment. Make it legendary. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. The NFC North is the most fascinating division. Detroit is in Super Bowl or bust mode. Minnesota will be starting the J.J. McCarthy era. Chicago has the Ben Johnson-Caleb Williams duo. And Micah Parsons has brought Super Bowl expectations back to the Pack. So I'll place the Bears in fourth place and have the Packers, Lions, and Vikings all making the playoffs, with Minnesota taking home the NFC North crown. I'm Zach Gelb.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance.
It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same-game parlays, call your plays like a pro with live betting, or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet, and keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 years of age or older. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State games in Tallahassee? Just download our News Radio Pensacola app. Then tap that app for your chance to win tickets to FSU home games Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app. Tap that app. The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready to be in the stands for game day with News Radio 92.3.
Turn you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, UWF has received a $100,000 Air Force research grant to support artificial intelligence development. The project will involve designing and testing computer simulations aimed at teaching robots, drones, or software systems to manage tasks, share information, and adjust to changing conditions.
Number two.
The National Hurricane Center reports a tropical wave off Africa now has an 80% chance of developing as it moves west, likely becoming Tropical Storm Gabrielle by the weekend, the seventh named storm of 2025. The Gulf of America, by the way, currently shows no tropical activity.
Number three.
And Governor Ron DeSantis plans to open a third immigration detention facility in Panama City following the recent opening of the deportation depot at Baker Correctional Institution near Jacksonville. Details and the expected timeline for the new facility have not yet been provided.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, the Escambia Sheriff's Office investigating a stabbing incident that occurred overnight on Olive Road at approximately 1 a.m., according to the department. A man sustained a stab wound to the upper chest. This was at a residence near Malibu Drive. The victim reported to deputies that the suspect is a tall white male. Authorities have not released information regarding the severity of the victim's injury.
All right, and the Escambia County Sheriff's Office is seeking two suspects, 50-year-old LaCarter Millionder and 49-year-old Angel Scott, in connection with retail thefts from the boot store in late August. They were captured on video stealing $1,000 worth of boots from the store on Pine Forest Road. Millionder already had active warrants for thefts and violations of community control, while Scott was wanted on three active warrants for theft, which have now been upgraded to felonies. Although a third individual was initially thought to be involved, the ECSO later confirmed that she had no connection to the crimes.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Novak Djokovic one more time. 3-6-4. Clutch when it counts. 6-3. Closes out Fritz.
3-6. 6-4.
Sets his sights on Carlos Alcaraz. What'll be his 53rd major semi.
On ESPN, trying for his 25th Grand Slam singles title to break a tie with Margaret Court for the most in tennis history, Novak Djokovic eliminated American Taylor Fritz in four sets in the quarterfinals at the U.S. Open. Djokovic will face Carlos Alcaraz in the semifinals Friday. Djokovic 5-3 lifetime against Alcaraz, who yesterday moved into the semis with a straight sets win over Yuri Lehechka. Today, American Amanda Anisimova plays Iga Swiatek in the quarterfinals. Ready or not, here it comes. The new NFL season kicks off tomorrow in Philadelphia. The reigning Super Bowl champion Eagles will host the Dallas Cowboys. The Eagles are favored to win by 8.5 points. If we look closely on the jersey of Eagles running back Saquon Barkley tomorrow night, we will notice a gold NFL Shield patch just below the V in the collared jersey. Beginning this season, five NFL players who won major AP awards last season will wear these gold patches on their jerseys every game. And winners of the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award will wear special jersey patches the rest of their careers. The NFL piggybacking on Major League Baseball, which placed gold patches on the backs of six players' jerseys this year, based on 2024 statistics. In the NFL, aside from Saquon Barkley wearing a gold patch for being the AP Offensive Player of the Year last season, league MVP Bills quarterback Josh Allen will have a gold patch. So will Defensive Player of the Year Pat Surtain II of the Broncos, Offensive Rookie of the Year Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels, and Defensive Rookie of the Year Rams linebacker Jared Verse. You can listen to and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
All right, and NBC Universal says nearly all available ad spots are sold out for this NFL season. The media company said 90% of its ad inventory for Sunday Night Football has been sold. Meanwhile, ad spots for February's Super Bowl are already completely booked. NBC said this upcoming NFL season is already its highest grossing to date. The NFL season kicks off Thursday with the Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Dallas Cowboys.
All right, let me get you all set up here for college football this weekend. The Associated Press released its top 25 college football poll rankings on Tuesday. Joe Morgan has more.
After a dominant defensive effort against Arch Manning in Texas, Ohio State has climbed to number one in the AP Top 25 college football poll. The defending champion Buckeyes are at the top of a regular season poll for the first time since November 2015, while the Longhorns dropped to seventh. Penn State, LSU, Georgia, and Miami round out the top five, with LSU beating Clemson on the road and Miami taking down Notre Dame in South Florida. Florida State, which started the season unranked, is now 14th after taking care of Alabama on Saturday, with the Crimson Tide falling from 8th to 21st. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And the world's largest illegal sports streaming platform has been shut down. StreamEast had become well known for hosting pirated streams of live sporting events around the world, logging more than 1.6 billion visits in the last year alone. The Anti-Piracy Coalition Alliance for Creativity and Entertainment said the shutdown came after a nearly year-long investigation by Egyptian authorities. The suspected operators of the network were arrested in Egypt last month on suspicion of copyright infringement. StreamEast sites will now redirect visitors to a Watch Legally page.
President Trump planning to be in attendance for the Yankee game on the anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Jared Max has the report on News Radio 92.3.
When the New York Yankees host the Detroit Tigers next Thursday on September 11th, security will likely be tight. The President of the United States is expected to be in attendance.
24 years since the terror attacks on New York and Washington, President Trump expected to attend a memorial event at the Pentagon on the morning of September 11th and then be in the Bronx, New York later that night for the Yankees game versus the Detroit Tigers. The New York Post reported its source cautioned the plans were tentative and that the president could still change his mind. Earlier this year, President Trump became the first acting American president to attend a Super Bowl. 1 week later, he was at the Daytona 500. He is expected to attend golf's Ryder Cup later this month in New York. Jared Max, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
Well, September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Dr. Gabriel Gavrilescu with the Cleveland Clinic is reminding folks that prostate cancer screenings are recommended for it for men between the ages of 55 to 69, but some may need it earlier depending on risk factors and family conditions. He says cancer screenings can be done easily through a blood test called PSA, and depending on the results, doctors may recommend a further evaluation that includes a digital rectal scan, more lab work, or imaging.
The new synthetic killer that is much stronger than fentanyl making its way around the country, and it may even be resistant to Narcan. This is dangerous stuff. David Spunt has more.
Nitazenes are a class of opioids that have been on the street for a few years now, about 6 years according to officials. But drug dealers are slipping nitazenes in common street drugs like Percocets, Adderall, and oxycodone. Fox is told that drug dealers started looking at different options when police started cracking down on fentanyl, and many of these dealers started using these nitazenes instead. Remember, it's a class of drugs. Now, Congressman Eugene Vindman and Congressman Michael Baumgartner introduced a bipartisan bill called the Nitazene Control Act. Congressman Vindman announced it on X, describing the effort as the first ever bill to crack down on nitazenes.
And California, Washington, and Oregon are forming a new West Coast Health Alliance to prioritize public health based on science rather than politics. California Governor Gavin Newsom says Trump's mass firing of CDC doctors and politicization of the agency threaten American health and safety.
Federal officials are restoring health and science-related web pages that were actually deleted when President Trump first returned to office. Jill Nato has the details.
The feds have reached a lawsuit settlement with the Washington State Medical Association and other groups. It requires the Department of Health and Human Services to recover information it deleted from government websites, most of which includes guidance on LGBTQ plus health, reproductive care, vaccines, and racism in health care. The items were deleted in reaction to a Trump executive order that told agencies to stop using the term gender in federal policies and documents. Doctors and public health advocates saw it as government overreach. The deleted items are expected to be restored in a matter of weeks. Jill Nato, Fox News.
645, News Radio 92.3, Austin Price. In, looking at the weather and local traffic together.
I sure am. Let's see. Not too much going on from what I can see. That's not much of a surprise. If you are dealing with backups, wherever you may be, they hopefully should not hold you up for too long. So thank you for staying safe out there. Please keep up that trend. As for your weather, 84 degrees, low of 73 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear over the course of the next several days, heading into your next work week. But as a result, we are going to see the highs start to creep back into play as the sun beats down on us more. Come Sunday, we're going to have a high of around 92.
Okay, nice local forecast. Let's go to the national scene. Cool temps, rainy weather coming up for much of the U.S. Fox senior meteorologist Janice Dean has the Fox weather forecast.
Cooler air will continue to move in from the north with several cold fronts, bringing not only below average temperatures for the northern tier of the country in the Midwest, but the risk for strong to severe thunderstorms for the central U.S. today. A stalled front draped across the Gulf will bring the risk for heavy rain and stormy weather from Texas to Florida, and monsoonal rain will spread over the southwest and Four Corners with the risk of flash flooding the next few days. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Big change coming to ChatGPT, one intended to make parents feel pretty darn good and better about the kids using it. Evan Brown has more.
OpenAI, the company behind ChatGPT, will integrate a set of parental controls in short order, along with ensuring that any sensitive conversations occurring between a user and the chatbot will be routed through GPT-5, the company's more advanced reasoning model. It's a response to ChatGPT allegedly not recognizing people going through mental distress. OpenAI acknowledged they fell short in this effort. ChatGPT has become the focal point in a few cases of suicide in which the chatbot seemingly ignored trigger words or even encouraged certain destructive behaviors. Eben Brown, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The S&P 500 rose today after a federal court decision in an Alphabet antitrust case fueled optimism that the tech giants will be able to withstand regulatory threats. The Dow dropped 24 points, the S&P 500 gained 32, and the Nasdaq was up just over 1%. Macy's posting fiscal second quarter earnings today that coasted past Wall Street expectations. The department store operator also raising its full-year guidance and earnings and sales guidance. Macy's had slashed its full-year guidance last quarter and reported uncertainty in its sales due to President Trump's tariffs. Netflix today announcing a new update to its Moments feature, allowing viewers to choose a start and end point on clips to save and share. The mobile-only feature was first rolled out last year. Crude oil futures for October are falling there under $64 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Well, feeling lucky, Austin?
Sure, sure.
Oh, that was a good answer. Thanks for playing along with that one. The Powerball jackpot soaring well above $1.4 billion for tonight's drawing. Play wisely. Good luck. Here's Nate Foy.
The jackpot's now at $1.4 billion. That's the fourth largest jackpot. So the dream is very much alive. We asked people what they would do if they won, and many promised to be quite charitable. Listen to this.
I would take care of my family, of course. You know, maybe donate a little bit to charity and just live a good life, retire.
I'm going to help all those who helped me. That's what I'm going to do. And I think I'm going to build like a church or something. For kids to go, a church plus like kids' ground, kids' playing ground. I'm gonna do that.
Your chances to win the entire thing are 1 in 292.2 million. 10 people matched all 5 white balls in Monday's drawing but missed the Powerball, so they each won $1 million.
All right. And, you know, this doesn't really have anything directly to do with business, but it has to do with music, and that's a booming industry, so that's good enough for me. A new study says that motion sickness while driving can be relieved by putting on some soft music. Researchers at Southwest University in China studied 30 volunteers who were prone to motion sickness and monitored their brain activity during a simulated driving task. The volunteers were given several different types of music to listen to, including soft music, passionate music, happy music, and sad music. They found soft and happy offered the most relief from motion sickness, while passionate music offered only moderate relief. Sad music, they found, was worse than no music at all.
You totally confused
me. If
you
got motion sickness, sad music just kills the vibe even more.
Okay. 649, News Radio 92.3, jobs declining at the end of July. Numbers weren't so great. Here's Jenny Casola.
The job openings and labor turnover survey for the last business day of July found fewer jobs were available, 7.18 million. That's down from the revised number of 7.35 million the month before and a sign the job market's cooling. The number of openings decreased in healthcare and social assistance, arts, entertainment, and recreation, and mining and logging. The Federal Reserve is watching the job market in addition to inflation as it decides whether to lower interest rates at its next meeting, September 16th and 17th. Jenny Cosella, Fox News.
And a judge has ruled that Google does not have to sell its Chrome search browser in an antitrust lawsuit. Instead of selling Chrome, the judge is requiring Google to share some search data with rivals and restricting exclusive contracts for search results replacement on browsers and smartphones. It's not a final decision, though. The judge is ordering Google and the Department of Justice to meet and confer to submit a revised final judgment by September 10th that aligns with his opinion.
Well, one Amazon perk, not for sharing anymore outside a Prime member's household. Lisa Blady has more on the story.
Beginning October 1st, Amazon is ending the Prime Invitee program, replacing it with Amazon Family. The new version lets Prime members share a variety of perks, including two-day free shipping, but only with one other adult in their household. Plus, up to 4 teens already added to the account, up to 4 children's profiles are also allowed. But no more sharing free shipping with people who don't have the same primary address. Instead, users outside the household will be encouraged to sign up for their own Prime subscription. Under the new program, the other household adult can be a spouse, family member, or roommate, and the range of perks beyond free shipping include exclusive deals and movies. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And lastly here, the woman known as the Ketamine Queen says she's guilty of charges related to the overdose death of Matthew Perry in Los Angeles. The Friends actor died in 2023 after being found face down in his pool due to an accidental overdose of ketamine. Jasveen Sanga is facing a federal prison sentence of 65 years for illegally providing Perry with the drug and will be sentenced on December 10th. Alrighty, 6:52 on the dot here. We will be taking one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather, along with some pop culture notes, some frivolous headlines, just giving you one last rundown before we send you off into this Wednesday night right here on News Radio 92.3.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Oh, how's that flu, babe? Did you take DayQuil Intense Flu yet?
Nah, I got this. Ugh, okay, I don't got this.
You stay on the couch and I'll grab the DayQuil.
Undo your flu symptoms with DayQuil Intense Flu. DayQuil Intense Flu provides powerful relief of your flu symptoms.
I'm ready for that to-do list.
Wow, you do got this.
DayQuil Intense Flu, the daytime coughing, aching, fever, under your flu, medicine. Use as directed, keep out of reach of children.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. President Trump gives a press conference yesterday in which he talks about all kinds of things, from sending in the National Guard to other cities besides D.C., such as Chicago, to a rocket strike that destroyed a Venezuelan drug boat, to the reports of his early demise, and, of course, the announcement that Space Command was going to relocate to Huntsville, Alabama. Ann Hill, former city councilwoman, has pre-filed to run for mayor. We talked with her. Also, of course, D.C. Reeves, the current mayor. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3. Okay, heads up, Pensacola. It's been a great day today. Thank you so much for having us on. We appreciate it. Austin Price, looking at that weather. Local traffic together now on News Radio 92.3.
Yep, that's what I do. Let's see what we got here. If you're dealing with any issues on the roads, they should not be holding you up for long. Our map's looking pretty clear here. That's how we expect it to look this time every evening. As for your weather, 84 degrees, low of 73 tonight. Going to be sunny, mostly clear, all the way into your next work week. But the highs are going to show it because tomorrow our high is only sitting at around 89. Come Sunday, going to be more to the beat of 92.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, there's a new record for Labor Day weekend travel. Teresa Crowley has more on this story.
Airline travel set new records. TSA screened the highest number of passengers ever for the Friday before Labor Day. Over 2.9 million. That's equal to day before Thanksgiving numbers and the 15th busiest day in TSA history. Passengers up 3.3% from Labor Day weekend last year, putting the agency on track to break the all-time annual passenger volume record this year. Speeding your trip, the new policy that lets you keep your shoes on. Dedicated lanes for military, but lack of a real ID will slow down screening and trying to carry on board. TSA sees 258 weapons just Labor Day weekend. 92% were loaded, most seized at Atlanta, DFW, and Denver. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And rapper Cardi B says she's going to be nice, but at least this time, but warns others that she will make them pay if they try to do a frivolous lawsuit against her. Cardi made the comment while addressing fans after a jury cleared her of all charges in her alleged assault case. After less than an hour, the jury unanimously ruled that Cardi is not liable for assault and battery of former security guard Imani Ellis and will not have to pay damages. Ellis says she's happy she got her day in court and her lawyers plan to file an appeal.
Firefest underway in the Caribbean. Or is it? That's the question. Is it really happening in the Caribbean? They've tried it so many times. Tanya Jay has more on the story.
The Fyre Festival brand is back, this time in the form of a week-long resort event that's scheduled to kick off today in the Bay Islands of Honduras. The website for the Fyre-branded Coral View pop-up says attendees will have a private room at a beachfront hotel with a daily chef-prepared breakfast and can experience day boat excursions, beach fitness, kayaking, and nightly entertainment. The disastrous 2017 Fyre Festival was the subject of two documentaries and resulted in the wire fraud conviction of organizer Billy McFarland, who served 4 years in federal prison. In July, McFarland sold the rights to the brand, including its IP, trademarks, and social media assets, in an eBay auction for almost $250,000. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And the first trailer is being released for 28 Years Later, The Bone Temple. The film is a sequel to June's 28 Years Later and starts after Spike meets Sir Jimmy Crystal in a post-apocalyptic England. It also follows Ralph Fiennes's Dr. Kelson as he becomes friendly with a zombie. The rest of the cast includes Alfie Williams, Jack O'Connell, and Cillian Murphy. 28 Years Later, The Bone Temple will hit theaters on January 16th.
Well, it was a TV show I really enjoyed watching weekly, and it's coming back. One of Scrubs' original cast members signs on to return to the new series. I'm excited about this, and so is Michelle Pollino.
Judy Reyes is returning to Sacred Heart. The actress who played Carla Espinosa, the head ICU nurse across 8 seasons of the original series Scrubs, will reprise her role in ABC's upcoming Scrubs comedy revival as a special recurring guest star. The new 30-minute series brings back Zach Braff, Donald Faison, and Sarah Chalk and picks up with JD and Turk scrubbing in together for the first time in years. Medicine has evolved, interns have changed, but their bromance remains. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
National Hurricane Center reporting a tropical wave off Africa has about an 80% chance of developing as it moves west, but a second hurricane has formed in the Pacific. Chris Foster has more.
Hurricane Lorena is off the west coast of Mexico's Baja California Peninsula, expected to get stronger over the next day. There's a tropical storm warning in effect and up to 15 inches of rain in the forecast in some places, with a risk of flash flooding and mudslides, especially in higher terrain. There could be some heavy rain from the storm across parts of the U.S. southwest Thursday night into the weekend. Hurricane Kiko, meantime, is still out there over open water in the Pacific, getting stronger, moving in the general direction of Hawaii. Effects there next week are expected to be minimal at this point. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Looking to invest in your future? Here you go. Powerball, $1.4 billion tonight. Now, Friday night, Mega Millions, $336 million. A lot of bucks on the line. For Austin Price, Chris Bryan. We'll see you at 4 tomorrow afternoon. This is News Radio 92.3.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.